This game is called You Call That an Ending? Let's welcome James Gallen and Adar Eisenbrook. What TV series would you personally like to be on, James?
I'd love to be on Top Chef.
Oh, yeah? Are you a chef?
No, I like to eat.
You want to be a judge?
Yeah, sure, I'd be a judge. Or sometimes they just have people on. They're like, what'd you think about it? It's really good.
Okay.
I could do that.
Yeah. Adar?
When I was in high school, I would have given anything to be a character on The West Wing. Either the TV show or an actual presidential person in The West Wing.
Reality or fantasy,
right,
either way.
Right, I would have taken either one, yeah.
Do you work in politics of any kind?
Nope.
Nope? So yeah. That was just like something you...
Just a thing I was really, really into.
In high school.
And a little after, yeah.
And then?
And then grad school.
Yeah. All right, and what do you do now?
I'm in grad school.
Oh, yeah, all right. Perfect. So we're going to be talking to Matthew Weiner in a little bit about the final season of Mad Men, and it made us think about how a lot of television series end in really bizarre ways.
And we are going to summarize some TV show final episodes that caused more than their share of head-scratching, and all you have to do is tell us which TV series we're talking about. And, of course, the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. You ready?
The family matriarch sits with her typewriter in the basement. A voiceover tells us that she never won the lottery. It was just a fantasy. Worse, we find out that Dan has been dead for the entire last season. Mrs. Connor curls up on a ratty couch, turns on the TV as a quote from Lawrence of Arabia flashes on the screen. James.
Roseanne.
That is correct, Roseanne. It was a weird one.
Oh, I love Roseanne. That was like the best show growing up. I wasn't allowed to watch it because I was too little, but I used to sneak in.
They thought you would be influenced by that show in a bad way?
You know, working class. I don't think it was like a bad thing.
You don't want to show kids a lot of working class stuff.
Yeah. We just watched Dynasty and went, yeah.
Aspirational television.
People who work 9-to-5 jobs are beneath you, James. Did you grow up really rich, James?
No, and I'm unemployed now.
Okay. So.
Our leading man takes his sister off life support and dumps her body in the ocean. Days later, we find out that he is dead too. Fade to black. But wait, suddenly we're in the Pacific Northwest, where our hero is hiding out, working as a truck driver. His beard is longer, and he's wearing flannel. James.
Dexter.
Dexter is correct.
I love a disguise where your beard is just longer.
Right. I'm wearing that right now.
Yeah, you're wearing, yeah. Our protagonist walks down a busy New York street in the same fur coat she wore in the series premiere. Her pink cell phone rings, she checks the caller ID, and finally, we learn that Mr. Big's real first name is, wait for it, John. James.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City, yep.
My wife watched that movie every day for like a year. Oh. The one, not two.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
She has standards.
Yeah, that is, thank goodness.
No working class people in it either, so both both spouses
still
are
okay.
Happy.
Still safe
to watch. The citizens of Walnut Grove, Minnesota discover that their small town has been purchased by a rich robber baron. In a bizarre attempt to preserve their dignity, Laura and the townsfolk elect to blow up their own homes. We watch everything explode. I remember watching this. It was weird.
Twin Peaks?
It's a fine guess, but it's incorrect. Yeah. Adar, do you know the answer?
There is a chance that I misrepresented my skill set during the application process. I don't know the answer.
I have never watched television. I do not know what television
yeah.
is.
Not a day goes by that I don't think the same thing.
I know. Do you watch a lot of television?
Well, I thought I did, but apparently not nearly enough.
You're wasting all your time in grad school.
I know.
You gotta be unemployed like James. Right. You have plenty of time for television. The answer we were looking for was Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre way to end that series.
We're in present-day New York City. Everyone's married to or about to get married to their high school sweetheart. After 6 years of guessing, we finally find out which character Kristen Bell was performing her voiceover for. And it was a guy. James.
Gossip Girl.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
I don't feel bad that he got it.
I feel bad that I got it.
This children's series ends with Earl Sinclair gathering his family in the living room. He tells his children that his attempts to tamper with nature have set about the end of the world. What's going to happen to us? His adorable baby asks. The snow outside the window answers the question. Global cooling has doomed their entire species. James.
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs! Are you kidding me?
I have nothing to do!
Who knew that Gossip Girl and Dinosaurs was reaching the same demographic?
Back to back.
You're breaking all the models, James. It's fantastic.
I'm a renaissance man.
Yeah. I would like to give you a job right now, James. Will you watch television for me?
I will.
Yeah, you could do coverage or something at the very least.
Yeah.
Scheduling. Maybe scheduling would be good for you, because you're like, 8 a.m., I watch Dinosaurs.
I don't get up until noon.
You're not selling us.
Yeah, you're just bragging now, really. All right. We're in church. Nearly all of the show's main characters, including deceased ones, hug and exchange meaningful looks, but no one says a word. Cut to the bamboo forest, where our bleeding protagonist is taking his final breath. Now we're back in church. As blinding light swallows the scene, the last shot, Jack's eye closes.
Sorry.
James?
Lost.
Lost is correct, yes. Puzzle guru Will Hines.
I mean, in the realms of honesty, they were both winners. But
thank you.
In terms of knowing maybe an unflattering amount about the end of a lot of television series, James was the clear winner. So, James, well done. You're moving on to the final round.
Coming up, we'll put our VIP Matthew Weiner on the other side of the pitch table. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR. Zoopy, 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 zoop